Give us a sense of the atmosphere in Oxford. I guess you can bring Joe in, but
the atmosphere toward the end of the game from the Ole Miss fans was not a very happy one. I was dodging cups of soft drink and probably other things toward the end of the game, but they were not pleased. Vanderbilt, on the other hand, was quite pleased with what happened on Saturday. Just a great defensive effort. They forced six turnovers, three picks by Ryan Hamilton, who has already won one National Defensive Player of the Week award. And for Vanderbilt, the start, falling behind 10-0 and 17-7, to really kind of get things settled down, have the game tie by halftime, and go on to win it. It was a really impressive performance. Joe Fisher joins us now. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Kevin and Mark. Ole Miss scored. When you go back and look at it, that first quarter was remarkable in that Ole Miss scored all of their points in 53 seconds. The field goal, the fumble return for a touchdown. You throw in the interception return for a touchdown by Ryan Hamilton, also in that 53 seconds, and then the kickoff return by Mike Wallace. It was 17-7 with a little over 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. And when you think about it, the Vanderbilt defense did not give up a touchdown. You know, all they gave up was the one field goal. And they come up with just the two huge plays. There were several, but, of course, the two huge plays at the one-yard line, one of them on fourth and goal from the one, and Ryan Hamilton was in on that tackle as well. And then the strip of the ball of McCluster at the one by Chris Marv, who is a Memphis native. This game meant a lot to him. You know, Ole Miss recruited him, did not offer him. So this game meant a lot to him. And to make that play and have DJ Moore recover in the end zone, it was just a spectacular. It was one of those games where the defense absolutely refused to lose the game. They just would not allow it.
Joe, I went and looked at the play-by-play. I obviously didn't see the game. But, you know, so much hidden yardage in Vanderbilt's favor on kick returns. Yeah. They had better field position. You know, I talked to Kevin after the game Saturday night, and he was telling me, you know, that Honfelt was just nails. I mean, just all the things that used to conspire to take Vanderbilt down went in their favor Saturday night.
But it's been the case all year, and people are now beginning to believe in it. The second half comebacks, making the plays in the fourth quarter to win instead of having a team make the play in the fourth quarter to beat you. Endurance. You mentioned special teams. Brad Upson was terrific again, pinning punts back inside the 20-yard line. You look at the stats. He had 7 punts for a 44-yard average. Ole Miss 3 for a 33-yard average. Now, the kickoff coverage was disappointing. Obviously, they give up the 98-yard kickoff return for the touchdown, and they give up a big return on that final drive that Ole Miss got, one last shot at it. So if there was any concern in special teams, it would be in that area. But you're right, Honfelt, we were even thinking as well, leading 20-17, you face that fourth down, you've got about 30 seconds left in the game. It's always a bit of a risk to kick a field goal, because it can be blocked, taken the other way, and the game is over. They went for the field goal, and Bryant just nailed it, drilled it right down the center. They have a tremendous amount of confidence in him right now, and he's playing with maybe the most confidence he's ever had.
You know, and that makes a big difference because you force Ole Miss to have to score a touchdown to beat you. But, they made the plays at the end that it took. You mentioned getting recognition now, ranked number 21 in the AP and 25th in the USA Today. But it's a good week to have a bye week because a lot of guys banged up, including DJ Moore, who was unable to do really any return duty after being injured on the first play of the game.
Yeah, he took a hit, I think, right on that the hip on that first return. And it was a solid shot. The guy got around the wedge, I think, basically untouched, and really delivered a solid shot. In fact, a couple of players, Sean Walker, took one a little later on a return as well. But DJ was a gutsy guy because he played defensively. He didn't return any kicks, but he played defensively. You could tell he was hurt. Kevin, you were even commenting during the game how he kept flexing his leg. You could see him kind of wincing and flexing, trying to keep that thing loosened up so he could play. But he played hurt, and he played well. Ole Miss went after him a couple of times. I think they thought maybe they could take advantage of him, but they could not. Chris Nixon's another story. We've got to find out and see another shoulder injury for him, that right shoulder. The good news was he came back out and was throwing, and I think even Kevin said through the course of the broadcast late that I think Chris was a little disappointed he didn't get to go back into the game. I think he was ready to go back, so that's good news. And the good thing about this now, 2 weeks before you play Auburn, not only do those guys get a chance to heal up some, but probably you get George Smith, maybe Alex Washington back. That can certainly, you know, help that receiving core.
And this team has finally forged an identity, Joe. It's a defensive-oriented team, you know, that has a lot of confidence in itself. And let's face it, we've both been watching Vanderbilt football for a long time. That's the game they usually lose.
Yep.
They give up that touchdown in the fourth quarter and walk away with a well-played, you know, well-efforted, but 4-point loss. That doesn't seem to be the team's MO this time around. And again, I got to tell you, you know, it doesn't might not mean anything to anybody, but you know, I got a really big kick out of, you know, waiting to see when the rankings came out, because I wondered if I'd ever see the day when Vanderbilt cracked the top 25. And there it sits at 21st.
24 years, you know, back to 84, the last time they got ranked like that, and that's pretty amazing when you think about it. But I know the guys are pleased. It was a goal. I don't think Bobby Johnson, at least today, is talking them down off of that high right now. I think he's letting them enjoy it.
It's a bye week. Let him enjoy it for a few days.
And he'll let them enjoy it. That's another luxury of having this open date. You can actually get a couple of days to catch your breath, celebrate a little bit before you get back down to business. But it is quite a goal. Now, there's always the next hurdle, you know, and the next hurdle is a really big one because Auburn's a good football team. They play Tennessee this week. They're coming off of a loss I know that they're upset about. So they're going to be ready to go. But, you know, right now it's just, you know, when you look at the stats you mentioned, you know, Mark, Vanderbilt, 202 yards of total offense. You know, that's not normally going to get it done. 3 of 13 on third downs, that's not normally going to get it done. But you go down to that stat of the red zone, they're 3 for 3 in the red zone in that game. They're 15 of 16 in the red zone this year. And that one time they didn't convert in the red zone was when they were running out the clock. They were in the scoring zone to beat Rice. So they have been, every time they've had an opportunity, they've taken advantage of it.
Coach's show tonight. Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Should be a lot of fun, 6:30 tonight.